Hugh, how much time is realistic to think that he needs to get ready?
Well, I mean, it could be a week's practice time. I mean, he has been doing football. You know, I think we all know that. It was just, this was the other piece of it, to make sure physically that the contact part would be okay. And now we found that out. So that's good. That's a good thing.
What do you need to see then here from him?
Practice. You know, just practice, getting back in rhythm, playing quarterback. In our system, as I said before, he hadn't taken a lot of reps with the offense because we've had to get the quarterback who was playing in a game ready. I think you guys know you don't get a lot of – it's not like training camp. You know, you're preparing for a team. So we just got to see where that is and get a feel for exactly where he is, and then we'll kind of go from there.
So if he does play in any or all of these last four games, are you looking for next year? Are you looking for next year too as you assess what he's doing?
I'm always looking to see who's going to be on the team as we move forward. You know, every game we play. You know, we're still evaluating our team, too, you know, as we go through it, you know, at this point where we are. So, yeah, we're looking. I mean, if he plays quarterback, yeah, we're evaluating him to see if he can be the quarterback. No different than Cody or Josh or Kevin. You know, all those guys, if they play, they're being evaluated.
Yeah, but doesn't his injury history, doesn't it have that factor into what you decide?
Oh, no question. Yeah, all that. I mean, you got to throw everything in the pot and then make a decision. But, I mean, the guys play what? Amounts to what, four quarters? Not even a whole four quarters. So for this football team in a regular season game. So if we put him back out there, it'll be a chance for him to go back out there and play. And if we don't, then we don't.
You have to prepare for Cincinnati starting Monday. So It's not fair to call it a competition, is it?
No, not at all. It's not a competition.
Absolutely.
You said it, Tony. If we put him out there, it's because we want to. It's no different than any other player that we put out there. We want to see what they can do. You know, for our organization, for our football team, so we get an honest evaluation on a player. That's what it would be.
Sorry. You said a bunch of times that you guys have been able to play the offense that you really envision.
Right.
Because you spent most of the offseason preparing him to be your starter, if he comes back, would that allow you to operate the offense in the final whatever number of games that –
it might, you know, but at the same time, you know, we're trying to defeat the other team. You know, I think right now with the players we have and the systems we've had in place, we've gotten further along, you know, in the year of playing the way we've played, you know. And so, again, I got to play to the unit. We'll always play to the quarterback, but we got to play to the unit's strengths and what they can and can't do. And I'm not saying we're too far along to where we can't go there. We'll always try to find ways to move the football, but we got to be kind of who we are right now as we move forward.
We've asked a lot of questions about the offense and some of the issues that you've had to work through this year. Based on what you have seen as you've evaluated tape from week to week, and I know you've had to throw in a ton of quarterbacks this year, are most of the issues, I guess, where I'm trying to ask, you know, more related to win. It's not so much what quarterback you use. There's just a lot of other things that need to be fixed.
Oh, no. I think it's – I mean, obviously, I think we all know it starts at quarterback. You got to have a guy that's playing consistently week in and week out at a high level to give yourself a chance. And then it's all those other pieces. I think it all starts with the quarterback. And then, obviously, the offensive line you know, we got to have consistency there. And then, you know, you want to identify a runner that's consistent, that can play, and receivers and all that. But it does start with the quarterback.
And from what you've seen of Robert throwing, has the injury affected his throwing at all?
No, not at all. No, he's
same
still throwing
velocity,
ball.
Yeah. Accuracy.
Yeah, that's not an issue. He can throw the ball.
Would you agree that the bye, I mean, the timing kind of works out conveniently with the bye? If you're going to bring a guy back after a long layoff, the bye gives you a perfect time?
Yeah, no, this one worked out right in that sense. You know, I wish we had one earlier, you know, but, I mean, this is the one we have. So it does work out in our favor in that situation. So that part's good.
Will you use the bye to reconfigure the offensive line, or is that going to happen on the practice field when they get back?
It's got to happen, you know, on the practice field, but it's also the thought process to it, you know, happens now, you know, so – because you got to get a unit plan. Like you said, we got a game coming up. So we need that unit to work together so they have an opportunity to play together.
Looked like Josh wasn't practicing. Anything wrong?
Just sore. You know, I want to take care of Josh. Josh is doing a good job. You know, you get beat up a little bit around there. So, no, he's doing good. I hope he has a good break with his family.
And do you know how long Telfer's going to be out?
I think Telfer will be back practicing. Yeah, on Monday. I don't sense that. there's anything major there.
What were the circumstances of Chauncey Billups being here, and what was the theme of his message?
The circumstances was it's not Ricky's success. It's really the
bi-week educational.
There you go, educational training. You know, so and his message was basically he was really taking our guys back through his career, you know, and the ups and downs and how to stick to it and how to work, how to grow, how to learn in this process, you know, even when things are not going great, you know, how to still find some good in it all, because there is good in this.
So does the league provide a speaker for every team's bye week?
I don't know that, but I know in the past, I think that is true.
Did he talk about the time LeBron scored about 30 points in a row on him?
No, he didn't mention that. No, he didn't talk about that. He did not talk about that. But he is really good for our guys. I thought his message was well received, and the way he gave the message I thought was outstanding. Because I think any time you can have someone come in and be very honest and upfront with guys and can connect with them because he gets it, then I think that's a win for everybody.
You've talked about changing the culture a lot.
Mm-hmm.
When we talked to Sasha a couple weeks ago, he said that's one of the things that's changed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what would be your examples of how you've changed the culture?
You know, I mean, the ultimate change of the culture will be wins and losses. I think the other thing that I'm most proud of is how the guys work. They come to work every day. They understand our process. I think our guys work extremely hard in the classroom and on the practice field. That's all I know, though. I mean, so when people say that the coach has changed, I'm glad to know that. I don't try to compare to what's gone on here in the past. I just know that's how we're going to do it. And we need to even do that better, you know. But I think the way we interact with each other, the way we are throughout this whole building, hopefully, I think maybe that's where Sashi's talking about. And I think those things are outstanding. I think those things are extremely good. And I think that's beneficial as we move forward. But at the same time, the culture that I want to get changed as fast as I can is really the wins and losses.
You've talked about getting unwavering support from mm-hmm. ownership, management, et cetera. You're human, and you know obviously 0-12 is tremendously difficult to deal with. But knowing that you have that support, has mm-hmm. that made it at least easier on you so that you've not been distracted by anything other than just what the task at hand is?
Yeah, no question. I'm not distracted by, you know, what my faith will be, you know, because I never would have taken this job if I thought it was going to be anything other than me being here and seeing this through. So that part has never been an issue for me. Being 0-12 is hard on anybody, you know, so that's hard, period. You know, I don't like to lose, and I've said that before, and I don't like to be in this situation, but I know we're going to fix it. And how we're going to fix it is together. And we got to do it brick by brick and step by step. And I know we're in the midst of doing that. And like I said, we have great discussions. And I know we will, you know, act on the things that we need to do to get this place where we all want it to be and we know it needs to be.
When you say that, how do you dismiss the recent past with coaches? I mean, they're 1-year guy and 2-year guy?
No question. I mean, because I have trust in the people who hire me. You know, those questions have been asked. I mean, like I said, I wouldn't be standing here. You have to ask those hard questions. And I feel very comfortable that they are committed to what we're trying to do. And they haven't been anything but committed that way. So continuity is a huge piece of this. And they've told me that from the outset, and I knew it. Now, did I know we were going to be where we are today? No, I didn't. I don't think anybody did. But this is where we are. This is our reality. There's no getting around that, and this is not where any of us want to be, so we just got to fix it.
So you asked some blunt questions in the interview too?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to. I mean, I know the history here. I mean, trust me, I'll need you guys to tell me. I know it extremely well, and I get it, you know, and I get that. I mean, again, I do not like our organization being the brunt of jokes and what's gone on here, but if this is what we have to go through to get to where we want to be, then so be it. And I'm not going to tell you it's not hard. It's the hardest thing I've ever dealt with in professional sports in my career, in football, I should say. I've never seen this. You know, I've never imagined this. I never could have said it would be like this. But if this is what it is to get to where we want to go, then so be it. It's worth it.